Mashenkin Pesach Sheni Veshas Yidit. When you eat it the night of Tezvav Iyar, there's no mitzvah to say hello. For the Gemara Minohan Emili, how do we know that there's no mitzvah to say hello when you're eating the Pesach Sheni? Om Reb Yechne Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yoytzadik. Om Akro, the Pesach says, Hashir Yilochem Kaleil Hiskadesh Chag. The Shir means like saying Hallel should be to you at the same way the night time when you have a Kiddush of Chag. So which night time do we have like Kiddush that we say Hallel? Leil HaMakudush LeChag Turn Hallel. Only the night time that has a Kedushas of a Yomtif, has like a Chag to it, is there an Indian to say Shir to say Hallel. So Pesach by night, that's a Yomtif. Since it's a Yom Tov, there's an Indian to say hello, b'shash eating the Korban Pesach. Leila, though, Shein Makudish Lachag, whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni on the night of Tesvav Iyar, it's not a Yom Tov then. There's no Din Isra Melocham, there's only a Mazunda Mitzvah, whoever was Tomei, on Pesach Rishon, or couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he has to have the Shrit Adon on Yud Dalet Iyar, and that night, the night of Tesvav, he eats it. But it's not called a Yom Tov. Therefore, since that night is not called the Yom Tov, the din is ain't turn halal. You do not have to say halal b'shas you eat your Pesach Sheni. Rashi Ashir Yilochem v'yoyim she'tegolu min agolus. When you get freed from the golus, kaleil his kaddish chag k'moy shatim loygim l'shara b'leil his kaddish chag v'yein l'chol leil chag l'hatin shiva chutz m'leil psochim alech losei. The only time we to say halal at night, and the only time we say halal at night is only b'shas we're eating the korban Pesach. But the Pesach says it has to be Laila HaMekudish Lechag, the going Pesach Rishon, that has a Yomtif to it. Shein Mekudish Lechag, the going Leil Achilas Pesach Sheni, Shein a Yomtif. Whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni, see it's Mashma from Rashi, when did they eat the Pesach Sheni? At night time. They did not eat the Pesach Sheni Yud-Dal-Rir. Yud-Dal-Rir was only the Zman of the Shchitis Pesach Sheni. But when did they eat it? They ate it at night time first. That's the Zman Achilam. But Mr. Modern, why the Mini gives people as man as there now, the knowing Pesach Sheni, usually they eat matzah on Yud Dalet Iyar. That's when they hold Pesach Sheni. The Chur, that was only the Zman of the Shchitas HaKorban. But the time that they ate Pesach Sheni was at night time. Like Rashi says here, the going Leil Achilas Pesach Sheni, Sheni Yomtif. That they ate at night time, the Pesach Sheni, then it was not a Yomtif. Therefore, there's no mitzvah to say Hallel then. Vashenka, the Mishnah says, there is that tune in Hallel B'Asiyosin. But b'shas you bring the Pesach Sheni, b'shas the Shchita, even on Yud Dal Beer, there was a mitzvah to say hallel. For the more my time, why is there a mitzvah to say hallel on Pesach Sheni? A boy is saying, one reason I'll tell you, Lailo Kamamayit. Before we only had a posse to exclude the night of Pesach Sheni. Or the Yom Loi Kamamayit. We don't have any posse to exclude the Yom, therefore the Yom is a Svara. Just like the Pesach Rishon, b'shas you bring in your Pesach, you have to say hallel. Who are them a Pesach Sheni also? Whoever brings it has to say hello. The boy is saying another svara is that the Gemara says, Gemara later says, Efshe Yisrael Shechten as Peschayim. Could it be that Klai Yisrael is doing such a choshev a mitzvah like Pesach and they're not going to say hello? And who are them the Gemara says, this is not the Gate to us, the Sama says, who are them Venoitan as Lulvehim, Venoimim hello? When Klai Yisrael on Sukkis is holding the Lulav and doing the mitzvah, is it possible they won't say hello? In other words, there's so much Besimcha now, Beshach, to doing the mitzvahs, that Avada Tesvara, you have to say Hallel. So that's the Svara Pesach Rishon. You have to say Hallel B'Shas, you bring in the Korban, because you're Moli Simcha, you bring in the Korban. So that Svara applies to Pesach Sheni also. Whoever did not bring the Pesach Rishon, and now is bringing the Pesach Sheni, B'Shas, they're bringing the Korban, the Moli Simcha, they have to say Hallel. Rashi the Efshem, the Chivun, the Dvar Mitzvahu, Tayin Hallel. Since they're doing the Dvar Mitzvah, they have to say Hallel. And Neutlenus Lovezak Rashi, Agrora Nasa, this is just time brought down. The Bryce, the Hochi, the Perak Basa. The Bryce brings it down later, the Gemara brings it down here also. But Lulav is not Negev to us. What's Negev to us is Beshas, the Shchita, the Korban Pesach, even Pesach Sheni, that's the Svar, you should have to say hello. For the Achol and Sli, our Mishnah says what? Even Pesach Sheni, you have the mitzvah, but after eat it, roasted. And then the Mishnah says that Pesach Sheni is also Deuch Shabbos. For Deuch is a Shabbos. Whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon, and has to bring a Pesach Sheni, if Pesach Sheni Yud Dalet Iyar comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Shchitas Pesach on Shabbos. So Gemara makes a diyuk, Shabbos in Tumaloi. Mashma Pesach Sheni is only Deicha Shabbos. What about if again but comes out on Pesach Sheni, rove people are Tomei? Are they allowed to bring even Pesach Sheni but Tumah not? Mashma that no, that you don't have, it's not Deicha Tumah. So Gemara says, Masnitsin the Loik Reb Yudah. Our Mishnah then does not come out according to Reb Yudah. The Tanya we learned, Doich Es HaShabbos. that Pesach Sheni is even Doicha Shabbos. If Yud Dalar Iyur comes out on Shabbos, you allow the Shech to come Pesach. The Ein Doicha Satumah. That's like our Mishnah. But if Rov Tzibur is Tomei, and you have no Kahanim that are Tor, you're not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni Betumah. There's no Din Dichah to bring Pesach Sheni Betumah. We have Yehuda Raimer, Av Doicha Satumah. He also knows, if Rov people are Tomei, or all the Kahanim are Tomei B'shas Yud Dalar Iyur, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni Betumah. The Gemara explains now my time on the Tanakhama. What's the pshat like in our Mishnah and the Tanakhama here? So the Gemara says, "Mifnei tuma dichiyosa." Why is the reason why you bring the Pesach Sheni? Because they were tummy b'shas Pesach Rishon. So you pushed them more from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Why? Because they couldn't bring him a tuma. Is yachs of tuma? That's a svara. Now you should bring him a tuma. If the Torah wanted you to bring him a tuma, you should have brought him ready Pesach Rishon. Elamai, the Torah didn't want you to bring him a tuma. So once you're pushed off, there wasn't the Rov Tzibur and Pesach Shein, but Pesach Rishon, that means now this korban has to only be brought to Tyra. So since now you're Tom, you can't bring it today, you're pushed off to Pesach Sheni, that's a svara that when you bring in a Pesach Sheni, you also have to be Torah. You can't tell me you can be Tommy then, because what was the reason we pushed you off for? We pushed you off because we want you to do it with Tyra. So even if Rov Tzibur is Tommy Bishas Pesach Sheni, nothing doing, you can't bring him a Tumma. You just Tom, you can't bring the korban then. Kafalan, you can't do anything. Rashi Yachsa B'Yachsa B'Tumma B'Tamina L'Gasha Elamutiv Yitav L'Gamri. As more of a svara to say that since you were Tamei Pesach Rishon and you're Tamei Pesach Sheni, that's it. You can't bring the korban at all. That's a Tanakhama svara. We have Yehuda. Yehuda says no. Ha Toira Chozra Olav Lasoise B'Tayra. Avad the Metchil of Torah wants you to bring a Pesach Sheni B'Tayra. You were Tamei Pesach Rishon. You couldn't do it then. Good. Wait to Pesach Sheni. Bring it now. What about Loizocha? It comes Pesach Sheni again, you're Tomei, and Rove of you are Tomei, or all the Kahanim are Tomei, Yaseh B'Tumah, he all does nothing, your story. Why not? The Torah says a Korban Pesach could be brought B'Tumah. If Rove Tzibah, Rove Kahanim are Tomei, you're allowed to bring your B'Tumah. So Pesach, Rishon, Rove people were Torah, so you couldn't bring it then. But now you have Rove people that are Tomei, so what? Bring a Pesach Sheni, even B'Tumah. Tana Rabbonin, Pesach, Rishon, Doiches HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaShabbos. Not everybody holds, like our Mishnah. Even Pesach Sheni also could be brought on Shabbos. Pesach Rishon Doiches HaTumah, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaTumah. It is like a Yehuda, that holds not like our Mishnah, that Pesach Sheni could also be brought for Tumah. What about Pesach Rishon Toin Lina? There's a new mitzvah, when you bring Pesach Rishon, you come there at night and eat the korban, you're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim that night. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. That's called Toin Lina. You have to stay in Yerushalayim. So Drashi Toyin Lino, Leil HaRishon, Yolim V'Yerushalayim. You have to sleep the first night of Pesach in Yerushalayim. Mikan V'Elech, after the first night, Rishoyin Lod Rechutz L'Choymer. You're allowed to go and sleep outside the Choymer. Patoich HaTchum, as long as you're inside the Tchum of Yerushalayim. V'Hainim L'Yoyel Lecha, to your oil. That means loyal to your tent, Rechutz L'Choymer, outside Yerushalayim. V'Loyel L'Beis HaMamish, not Mamish to go home. To a Yom Tifu, it's on Yom Tif. There's the first night you have to sleep in Yerushalayim. But after the first night by daytime, you're allowed to already leave Yerushalayim. But it's Yom Tif. You can't go home, Mamish, that's Chutz to Trum. So you're only allowed to walk outside the Trum. The Yoid, the Koboy, Yilasu, Yoilas Ria. You have to bring a Korban Oilah. So what are you going home for? That just means there's a special mitzvah, though, that you have to sleep in Yerushalayim the first night. The other night, you could go sleep someplace out and come back again into the Beis HaMikdash. Pesach Sheni Toin Lina. Pesach Sheni is also Toin Lina. The night of Yud Dalet Iyur, the Leil Tezvov, the Tezvov, you have to sleep in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says like this: this price holds. Doiches HaTumah, that that you say Pesach Sheni, it could even be brought B'Tumah. Keman, who do you go like Rabbi Yehuda? You go like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that we had before that says the Svara Pesach Sheni also has the same Malach like Pesach Rishon. If Rov Tzibur is Tamei, it could be brought B'Tumah. For the Gemara, the question is: Rabbi Yehuda though Toyin Lina? So you want to say this price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this price says now that even Pesach Sheni is Toyin Lina, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim the first night. Is that true? For a time we learned, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Minayin lePesach Sheni, She'ain Toyin Lina. How do I know that when you bring, whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni, there's no chiyah to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim? Bring your korban, eat the meat in Yerushalayim, and then go home? There's no chiyah to stay there. Shenema the Pesach says, Ufanisa ba'boikev yolachta liyolecha. That what, this is the din, that you bring a Korban Pesach, first in the morning, you could go liyolecha. But not at night time. That first night, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. First upon Easter Baruch, when you get up in the morning, then v'yolachti lelecha, you'll go to your tent, which is outside Yerushalayim, even though it's Yom Tov, you can't go chus l'tchum, so not to your house, but just go l'yolecha. You could go to the tent that's outside Yerushalayim. Uchsiv, the Pasuk says right away, sheshes yomim toicho matzos. Right away, the Torah says, for 6 days you have to eat matzah. 6 more days. So what do we dash from here? That hanecha l'shisha, Pesach Rishon that has this mitzvah, to eat matzah for another 6 days, toyin lina. Then there's a mitzvah, the first night of Leil Pesach, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Abishay necha l'shisha, v'ashen gen Pesach sheni, that has no dinner 6 days, there's a mitzvah essay to eat matzah, only that night, the night of Leil, Tezvov, of Iyar, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah morah. But that's it. You're allowed to eat chametz right away. The next day there's no more mitzvah matzah anymore. Is ain't toyin lina, you don't have to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. So, of course, the theory with this Bryce, if you tell me this Bryce holds like Yom Yehuda, that's why Pesach Sheni is the Echatumba. So, why does the Bryce say Pesach Sheni, you have to sleep over by night? Yom Yehuda holds you don't have to sleep over at night by Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara Chanami trade Tenoy believes Yom Yehuda. I think it's the Machlokes Tenoyim, what does Yom Yehuda hold? Has this time holds the Taka true, this time it goes according to Yom Yehuda Shita, and he holds that Yom Yehuda doesn't hold this Drosha. If you don't know, even Pesach Sheni also, there's a mitzvah to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim, even by Pesach Sheni. Mishnah Baita. Ha Pesach Shebo Betuma. A Pesach, let's say even Pesach Rishon, that came Betuma. Rov Tzibu was Tomei. You're allowed to bring Pesach Rishon Betuma. Is lo yoichlo imenu zovin v'zovois, nidus v'yoldus. Who's allowed to eat it? Only a Tomei Mace. A Tomei Mace, the Torah says, you have a right to bring the korban. But somebody has tumas zavon and mazovos and nidos, they don't have a right to bring the Pesach, and they don't have a right to eat the Pesach either. They're not allowed to bring a Pesach, even Pesach Rishon. The nidos v'yodis. The yim ochlon, what about the b'dieva, they went and ate from the current Pesach, even though their tomei is pturim mikoros. You should know they're potter from koros. Even though they have no chiyuv to bring the korban, and the churun amal, a tomatic person that eats kochim, is has the chiyuv koros, here there's no chiyuv koros. We'll soon see why. Reb Lezer poiter af al bias migdish. Lezer has a bigger chiddush on if Pesach Rishon rov tzibur was tamei. So the locher is they're allowed to bring the korban b'tumah, but the korban's allowed to be brought. But avad the tumah digger person is not allowed to go into the base of migdish. There's no hetter for you to go to the base of migdish. Have a Torah digger person go in and have the korban brought for you. What about if the tumah digger person did go into the base of migdish? Reb Lezer holds he's potter from korus. There's no chi of korus now for tumah went in. Rashi, Loyachim Menel Zovin, the Gabe Tomei Lenefers Tziv Ish Is Nitche, V'ein Tziv Nidochin. Only if you have a Tomei Mace, do we say, if Rove Tzibur's Tomei, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, and you're even allowed to eat the meat at night. Ava Gabe Ziva, Av Tziv Nidochin. But if Rove Tzibur only had Tomei Ziva Zovin, then they're not Doicha, then they can't bring Pesach Rishon, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Zovim and Zovas and Nidish Ledes don't have a Hetter to bring a Pesach Batumah. The imochlu, but let's say they went and did bring the korban and they ate somebody's korban, or they ate somebody's korban, it's pturim mikoros. The oichel kochim betumah because the alav of rice of the gemara, avu mebias migdish lepatrinu rachmona. So Tanakam holds they're only poti if they eat the meat, but if they go into the base of migdish, the end of the chi of koros. Reb Lezer says no. These people when they brought the korban pesach betumah, even though they don't have a right to bring it, if they went into the base of migdish, still they're poti. Rashi af mikoros mebias migdish with amli al gemara. The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is. Verse the Tana Rabbanan, Zovin v'zovois, nidois v'yodois, she'ochlo v'pesach shebo b'tumah. What's the locha? Pesach Rishon, rove people were tamei mason. They touched the mace. Therefore the din is, they're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, and they're allowed to eat the korban also. Ma'ashenkin, a person has a tumah zov, or a zovum, or an isha sanido yoledes, she's not allowed to eat from the korban. What's going to be? I would think now if they eat the korban, they should have a chiyuv koros, because they're a tomedika person, and they're in kochim, they have no hetter to. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says no. Kol tor yoicha boser. Every, who's allowed to eat kochim? Only a person that's tor. Then the pasuk says, v'yanefesh asher toichal boser, mizevech hashlomim ashel Hashem, v'tumasa yolov, somebody that goes and eats kochim, when he's tomei, v'nichrusa. The Torah says yechayev koros. So we dashin nechal l'tohirim. If there's a mitzvah only that a Torah-dika person should eat this kochim, then we say chayovim olam mishum tomei. Then if a Torah-dika person goes and eats it, he's chayev koros. Mashenkin here by this pesach that comes with tumah. V'sheina nechal l'tohirim. But this pesach now, since Rav Tzibur was tamei amesim, so not only Torah eat it, Sheinam Nechel Terim is not only eaten for Terim, nor even Tamayim, a person are allowed to eat this Korban. Is Men La'ain Tamayim Chayav Malo Mishum Tamei. Then we say the end chorus to say where a Tamayim, a person eats Kachim, does not apply to such a Korban. Hey, the Chi of Chorus only applies if no Tamayim, a person is allowed to eat a Kachim, only a person that's Tor. Then we say, whoever is Tamei, if you're Tamei, you eat the Korban, you're Chayav Chorus. But here, this Pesach, since Rob Sivri is Tamei, the people that were Tamei Mesim have a right to eat this Korban, even though the other people, the Zovim and the Zovus and Nidus, don't have a right to do it, but if they do it, there's no Chiyuv Koris. Rabbi Lezer Weiner, Rabbi Lezer says, Yochel, I would think, what about Dochku Zovim Manichnus Liazorah? What's going to happen if the Zovim push themselves through and come to the Beis HaMikdash? The Pesach Abba B'tumah, on an Erev Pesach, that Rov Tzibur was Tomei. So you have the Tomei and Mesim, they're in the Beis HaMikdash right now. Yochel, I would think, Yechayovim, maybe the Zovim and Zovis, or Nidois, that they don't have a right to come in. Maybe if they do come in, there'll be a Chiyuv Koris, because usually if a Talmudic person comes into the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Chiyuv Koris. Talmud Leimer, Rav Lezer Dashan, the Pasuk like this. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, Vayishalcho min ha-machne. There's a mitzvah says, so you have to throw them out of the machne, kol tzeru, whoever has a mitzvah, tumas mitzvah on him, v'chol zav, whoever's a zav, v'chol tomel ha-nefesh. Whoever touched the nefesh, all these three have to be at least thrown out of machne shchina. They're not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. So I dash it like this. Bizman she tmei meis mishtalchim. At the time when a tmei meis, somebody touched the meis, is not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's normal times. Then I said is the same chiyuv koris applies to zovim umitzoroyim mishtalchim. Who are then that a person that had a tumah zav or a mitzoroy also has this iser essay not to be in the Beis HaMikdash and the chiyuv koris for that. But what about now in Erev Pesach that the tzibra is tmei tmei meisim? Of ain tamei meisim mishtalchim. Now that the tzibur is tamei meisim, they're allowed to bring the korban betumah. They are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, so you don't have the mitzvah to send these tamei meisim outside. I tell you, the other law does not apply either. Ain zovin umitzoroyim mishtalchim. Who are then? There's no chiyuv koris if a mitzoro or a zav comes into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rebbe Lezer Darshins. As the pasuk says them all three together. When do we have the chiyuv koris? If somebody comes into the Beis HaMikdash, there's man that you have to send away even a Tamei Meis also. But now in Erev Pesach that the Tamei Meisim have a heter to come into the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Zovim and the Nidus don't have a heter to come in, but if they do, there's no Chiyuv Koris. Bari Reb Yosef, Dochku Tamei Meisim v'nichnasu l'heichel. What about if the Tamei Meisim, not only they go into the Azor, into the Beis HaMikdash, they go into the Kachim though. They go further in, and that is no heter for. They don't have to go into the Heichel. If they want to come in to bring the Korban, it's enough to do it in the Azara. But they pushed himself now through, even into the Heichel, into the Kachim. The Pesach Abba B'tumah, on an Erev Pesach that Rov Tzibur was Tamei, so the Tamei Mason had heter to come into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, but not further. They had no right to push themselves through the Heichel. Mahu, what's the locha now when they did go into the Heichel, is there a Chiyuv Koris for them or not? Do we say, since they have the right to go into the Azara, so once the Torah let these Tamei Mesim come into the Beis HaMikdash, do you have a right to go into the Heichel also? Or Dilma, maybe no. My Dishtori, Ishtori, whatever the Torah said they're allowed to, they have to come in like Tumis Dechuya. They have a right to come into the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach. Where do they bring the Korban Pesach? In the Azara. That's what the Torah said is Mutter. Or my Dilma, Ishtori, to go into the Heichel, into the Kodshim, Kodesh HaKodoshim, there's no right, there's no reason for them. The Torah never gave them a right to do it. Lo Yishtori, maybe Takrit Sasa, Sasa Gemara Shaila. Would they get a Chiyuv Koris if the Tamei Mason went into the Heichel or not? Omar Rabba says, Omar Kwa, the Pesach says, Vayishalchu min ha-machaneh, you have to throw them out of the machaneh. Sees Medayik afilu mixas machaneh. Yes, there's a lav even on the mixas machaneh, even if it means only to throw them out of the Heichel. In other words, out of the Azara we can't throw them because they have a right to bring the Korban Pesach, even though the Tamei Mesim. Rov Tzibur's Tamei Mesim, you have a right to come into the Azara, but that's all. In the Heichel, you have no right. And the Pesach is Mashm, even from a Mixas, we have to throw them out. So if a Shachem and a Macht even applies to a Mixas, even to the Heichel alone. Eke the army, some say no, just the opposite. Omar Rav, Omar Kro, the Pesach says, Vayishalchum min ha-machna, el michutz la-machna, the Pesach Tishalchum, the Pesach says, you have to throw them outside. With ash like this, kol heichod the karinim bay el michutz la machne et shalchum. Whenever we say the law, the mitzvah is throw them out of the whole azoron, the whole Beis HaMikdash, karinim bay v'yishalchum in a machne. Then we even read there's a mitzvah sasa to throw them out, even a part of the machaneh, even a part of the heichal alone. Ma'ashenkin here by Korban Pesach, which brought the tumah. There's no mitzvah to throw them out of the chuspa machaneh. You don't have to throw them out of the azara. Do you have a right to come in and bring the korban the azara? Who adin, there's no issa to throw them out of the heichal. If they go into the heichal, the kodesh kodashim, they will not have the chiyuv koras. Because again, these two lavim matoli zeh b'zeh. You only have the chiyuv koras b'shas, we have to throw you out of the whole Beis HaMikdash. But if you have a heter to come into the Beis HaMikdash, even though the heter is only into the Azorim, if you go further into the Heichel, you don't have the Tzchiyat Koros. Boy, Rabbi Yosef, Dochku Tumeya Meisim Fi Ochlu Emure Pesach Habo V'Tumah Mahu. Hey, see, Tumeya Meisim, good, an Erev Pesach now, Rov Tzibris Tomei. You have a right to bring the Korban Pesach V'Tumah. They go into the Beis HaMikdash. They have a right to eat the Korban Pesach at night, even though they're Tomei. But the meat of the korban, there's a right to have a right to eat it at night time. Now the shalom is the emurim, the fat that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So bechlal, you're not supposed to eat it. Like Rashi says, the emurim pesach, less Rashi, emurim pesach, for going kloyas, the kidneys, for yaseras hakoved, the lobes around the liver. That these are things that are called the emurim that are supposed to burn on the mizbeach. What's going to be the tamei mesim eat it? Hazoy there tamei eating kotchim, there should be a chiv koras. There's no heter for them to eat the emurim. So do we say, ma, what's the locha? Midi ishtari tumas basar. Since the Torah gave them heter to eat the meat of the korban, even though they're tamei, I'll tell you ishtari nami tumas emurim, who didn't have a right to eat the emurim, even though they're tamei. So Rashi says, avada, real right to eat it, there's no right to eat it, because you never allowed to eat the emurim. Avada, the emurim is supposed to be brought to Hashem, burnt on the mizbeach. So what does it mean that they had to eat the emurim? So Rashi says, atop Rashi here, his mal mi mechay mishum oichle kotshim betumah lo iloyim ishtar nami tumas emurim tloy mechay bu mishum tumah. That's all. Doesn't mean really they have a right to do it. It just means if they do it, they won't have this lab. The yafagav the asiri mishum zaris. Even though they're a zari, nobody's allowed to eat emurim. The chozal yechol kodesh. That lab would apply. But our koparim the din tumah. Now there's a new lab. Achutz when they're a zar, they're tumah. And a tumah person not allowed to eat the emurim. What about these people? They eat the emurim. Won't be the locha. Do we say since it's mutter the boss, it's mutter the murim? Or duma maybe no. My the story, your story, the Torah only mutter them the meat, that's all. My the law, your story. But the emurim, there's no heter for, they have no right to eat the emurim. The part that's burnt on the mizbeach, they have no right to come near to touch, to eat. Or my Rava says, Mister, let's see. Tumas emurim mehechius rabbi. How do I know Bechlau there's a lav, not to eat the new lav, not to eat the murim when you tumma? There's one last time, any zar, nobody's allowed to eat the emurim. But how do we know there's new lav when you tomei, a special lav, not eat yemurim? Mitumas basar. We only learn it out from the lav, not eat basar when you tomei. You see, the pasuk says, Asher Lashem. Asher Lashem, we lorabois, esse yemurim. That even the yemurim also you're not allowed to eat. So the pasuk is talking about eating the meat. You're not allowed to eat the meat when you tomei. And the pasuk includes also the yemurim. So actually, mitumas basar, the sin, gabi oichel basar, mitumas aguf. Asher Hashem l'rabbi says emurim. The anefesh ashatoicha bosim ezevach hashlom asher Hashem. And it's chazachiv. He is a verer for that. So in the same posuk to say not let eat the meat, the posuk is marbe not let eat the emurim. So then l'adashin like this. Kol heicho the isel atumas bosor. Any time there's a law that a tumadika person is not let eat the meat, there's a chiyuv koris involved. I'll tell you isel atumas emurim. There's also a chiyuv koris if when you're tumay you eat the emurim. Of a kol heicha the less l'tumas boser, now an erev Pesach, that their tzibur rov tzibur's tamei, you have a right to eat the meat of the korban Pesach, there's no issur of eating the meat, I'll tell you who adin, less l'tumas emurim, you don't have this new chiyuv koris for the fact that you're tamei eating the emurim. You don't have this chiyuv koris. So the chiyuv koris of eating emurim when you're a tamei comes from the lav not to eat the meat when you're tamei. Now here by the korban Pesach you have a right to eat the meat, who adin, al this iser, you have a right to eat the emurim also. Because you can't eat the emurim for another lav. You're not worse than anybody. It's like a zar. It's not like the emurim. The emurim is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's only a regular lav, though. But here, there's a chiyuv koris if you're tamei and eat the emurim. But that's only nichla in the lav. If you're tamei, you can't eat the meat. But here, by Pesach, you're allowed to eat the meat. Who adin, there's no chiyuv koris if you eat the emurim. Boyer abzeira, emurei Pesach Mitzrayim, heichi yakterinu. When they brought the Pesach in Mitzrayim, the first Korban Pesach they brought, where did they burn the Emurim? Where did they burn it? That was the Shiloh. Shrash Eich Yaktirinu. Shloihuska by Mizbeach. The Torah doesn't say that in Mitzrayim the Yidin had to have a Mizbeach. So where did they burn the Emurah of their Korban Pesach? Omlay Abaya, Oman Leimalon, Loy Shaviski, Ovid. How do you know they didn't just roast it? And Rashi says, Shaviski means Bostas Kli Bishvud. Maybe they just took it and roasted it. Like Yuri asked Mikasha, where did they burn a mashma, a special mitzvah to burn it on the Mizbeach? Who said so? Maybe Enichnami. They just put it on the Shvud on the spit, and they burnt it like a regular Sliyesh. V'yoid, Hotoni Rab Yosef, Gimel Mizbechoy Soyusham. You should know, there were three Mizbeachs over there, Rashi says. Lahazoyah Saddam. Avalak Torah say Murim Lohesha Mizbeach. It's true. The Torah does not mention the word about the Mizbeach, nogea to burning the fats, to burning the Emurim of the Korban Pesach. The Torah says like three Mizbeach, nogea to Zrikas Adam. There was the Indian to spritz the dam of the Korban on three different places. That's Doima to a Mizbeach. Al Hamashkif, Al Bialstei Amzuzes. On the doorpost on top and the two sides of the post, that's where you're supposed to spritz the dam. So three places on the top of the doorpost and the two sides of the doorpost, that's where you have to spritz the Zrikas Adam. But there's no other mitzvah where to burn it. There was no inyan of a mizbeach to be burnt the emurim of the Pesach Sheni, of Pesach Mitzrayim. They could burn it wherever they want.